What a great time to be a Detroit Lion fan, or for that matter, to be a Detroit Lion, as our next guest is, proudly, Frank Ragnow, Detroit Lions center, as he comes on board and has a nice conversation here with Sean Bolligian. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing very well. Congratulations, my friend. Long time in coming, but pretty doggone exciting, don't you think?
Yeah, it's been Sunday was it was fun. We were rolling in all aspects, so it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
You know, Frank, I wanted to start there. I mean, it really was a complete game, and I'm certainly not being disrespectful to the opposition, but one of those games, literally from start to finish, you kind of had the idea that you guys were in control.
Yeah, when we start off with that turnover right away, the momentum kind of went our way the whole time, and we were rolling ever since.
Steve Courtney here as well, of course, with Frank Ragnow. Steve, what do you got?
Frank, you know, we've had our conversations this year about the Lions playing complimentary football, but, you know, I want to bring into the conversation just how disciplined you guys are playing. One penalty for 10 yards in that rout of the Jaguars. As a matter of fact, Frank, this Lions team averaging just 5.2 penalties per game, that is tied for eighth best in the league. So that goes a long way in getting W's, doesn't it?
100%. It's something that Coach Campbell preaches, and not hurting yourself is a big part of this game. And if you're able to play clean football and no low penalties and no turnovers, a lot of times you're going to end up on top.
Frank, the excitement about this offense right now, and you're a big part of it. I think a lot of people have been waiting for this, and it's almost like, I don't know, it's like the Burger King of offense. Have it your way. Do you want us to throw on you? We'll throw on you. Do you want us to run on you? We'll run on you. I mean, things are clicking right now. From your vantage point as the anchor, it's got to be awesome to watch.
Yeah, it's great. We got a lot of weapons on the outside, and we got a lot of confidence in our backs and our offensive line able to pave the way. So it's been cool. And a lot of credit goes to Coach Johnson. He's been great changing the game plan each week and figuring out what to attack and what's going to be the emphasis. And then just got to go out and execute it.
You know, Frank, in your time as a Detroit Lion, let's just cut to the chase. You've seen things. After that 40-14 win over the Jaguars, was that the funnest ride home from Ford Field you ever had?
I think it might have been. It was just so cool. It turned into a party. Fans were doing the wave. I've never been part of such a controlling win from start to finish. It was pretty dang awesome.
I know you guys are focused on the task at hand, but I think you also know at the same time, this isn't just a game against Minnesota coming up. I mean, all those good vibes that you're feeling and sharing with the fans, this should be a madhouse Sunday at 1 o'clock, Frank.
Yeah, and we're going to need it. It's a really good opponent coming into Ford Field on Sunday, and obviously everybody knows it's a really crucial game for us, so we're going to need every single fan support and hope it's rocking.
You know, that's once again, Frank, this Lions team, you know, getting a lot of love. You know, we go through the whole Hard Knocks thing, and the Lions are at a crescendo, and I don't throw $5 words around that often.
No, you don't. But,
and then it kind of goes away a little bit. And now there's a lot of respect from the national media as to the way you guys are going about your business. And I don't know if you pay attention to any of that, but it's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, you know, I kind of try to tune that out, unfortunately, because I know how it goes, and obviously throughout my career there's been a lot of disrespect, so I don't like to ride the waves of what the media thinks.
That's a smart, very smart move, Frank.
Yeah.
If you live with it, you die with it. Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Frank, you know, you touched on Coach Johnson. I mean, here's a guy that not a lot of people, you know, who, you know, I mean, that was kind of the response when he was promoted to offensive coordinator. What do you like about what Coach Johnson's bringing to the table?
He's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And what he's able to do to complicate it for the defense, yet simplify it for the offense and for the players is incredible. He's an incredible communicator. And I can't say enough about the guy. He's very, very smart, and he knows what he's doing. He's very, very calculated about putting each and every single player on the offense in the best position possible.
Sounds like a pretty darn good endorsement right there.
Yep, it sure does. Keep having fun, Frank. We're loving it.
Appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Appreciate Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank Ragnow, Detroit Lions center, along with Steve Courtney, Sean Belegian. Just a quick note, on this day in history, 1923, presidential address broadcast on radio for the first time as President Calvin Coolidge spoke to a joint session of Congress. And believe it or not, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz covered that back in the 20s. Oh, poor Tom is trying to rebuttal that, but his mic is off. Thank goodness for that.
No,
but,
I was just concurring. Oh, great day in history.
Oh, you were confirming.
I remember that. Yeah. Wonderful time.
On this day in 1923, stand by for news. And then WJR's ubiquitous all talk with Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz. Regards, Paul W. Smith.